As much as the name Entity 40 has grown on us here at Tantramar Report, it seems its days are numbered as the moniker for a new amalgamated municipality is slated to be chosen by the end of the month. Yesterday on social media, Dorchester Deputy Mayor Robert Corkington announced the two contenders to name the new amalgamated entity. The choices are Tantramar Township and Beauséjour Township. I called up Robert Corkington to ask about how the committee arrived at those two options.
On the subcommittee, we met with the Tantramar Heritage Society and the Westmoreland Historical Society and a professor from Mount A who's doing research into the names of streets in that in Sackville. And they give us sort of looking at historically and what names fit the area. And they give us a couple of names. And then we met with the provincial topographers. Again, looking at the names, sort of names that fit this region. And so when we originally started, we were hoping for five or six names to be able to go out to the public with, but we, having had those chats and talking, ended up with three names. And then it was pared down to these two names sort of that went out to the general public.
So, like you said, you had thought you would be aiming for five or six, but were there not five or six that sort of came forward?
Nope, there wasn't. That was sort of at the most we had four names that we looked at. So after having with the subcommittee, we had four names. Then even with the larger committee, we still only had four names. One name was dropped because it didn't meet. So we had certain requirements to meet from the provincial guidelines. So one name was dropped. So we had three names, and we went to talk with Rebecca Knockwood, the chief of Fort Folly. And I'm not sure who it was who spoke to her, but one of the names that was brought forward, she vetoed. So these are the two names that through our process were the ones that came through and the ones we're going out to the public with.
And you know, are you able to share what the third name or the other two names were? I guess that would be.
So one name was Sackville. But the provincial guidelines were not to go with any person's name. And so that name was dropped. And then the other one was Chinecto. We thought as a committee that would be a good representation for our area. And it was Chief Knockwood who said no, that was not appropriate for use.
Why township?
The legal name legal option we have is a town, and so the group looking at that didn't feel a town. The use of the name town didn't fit all the areas, and so it was suggested we try to use township. So like that was just something that was put out there. So because we can't use we're not a region. We don't have the population to be a regional municipality, so we are a town. But the town of whatever didn't seem to fit well with certain areas which are more rural areas because they don't feel themselves like a town. So it was just something we can put out there as a town, so option to think of a township. But this is a name that we will be using as a local name that we would call ourselves. Legally we would be a town, but it was just a name we were going to use there. But I know from the feedback I've gotten since yesterday, since I posted this, a lot of people are saying to drop the township. So I will be bringing that back to the, that was one thing I'll be bringing back to the committee. So it's there. That's what we decided to put the moniker as part of the moniker. But feedback. So as we gather all this information, we will make the adjustments as advised.
Okay. So would it be called the Town of Tantramar Township then?
No, it would be the legal name would probably be the town of Tantramar, town of Beauséjour, and township would be what we would call ourselves. within the community, we would advertise ourselves. We would we'd promote ourselves as the Township X. But so we'll see what happens once we start getting more feedback, and as a committee, we get together and discuss that.
Now, how do you plan to do the sort of public engagement on this? Is there going to be a survey online, or is there going to be sort of any official means, or are the committee members just going to sort of collect the feedback from the people they're in contact with?
There is an info sheet that is coming out, that the province is putting out for our entity. So, which should be it's coming out in the mail and being mailed to everybody within the area. So that should be out the end of this week or beginning of next, because they were just waiting for the historical information to be able to put it out. And so we received that information yesterday, so I'm assuming that's probably being put into the stuff now, into the information now, and being printed. So that will be out shortly. Yes, I got all the information and I posted it on Facebook, so I'll try and get it out as quickly as I can. And so now I'm speaking with you, and I've already spoken with Bruce Walk earlier today. So, and it'll be up to then the other members of the committee to take it to the different areas around the community as much as possible to get as much feedback as we can.
So if people have feedback, then they should get in contact with any one of the advisory committee members. Is that who they should be speaking with?
They can either contact and they can talk to any individual, or we do have an email address that's been set up. It's all for taking feedback, and it's entity4dnb@gmail.com.
Okay. I have to ask, Robert, was there any consideration given to just keeping Entity 40?
Yes, there was. It did come up in our discussion, and we were informed that another entity had actually approached the province about doing that, and the province said no. So you cannot retain the name entity number, whatever you may be. You need to select a name for your new municipality.
And you mentioned that Sackville was struck off the list early on. And I suppose Dorchester would have been struck off as well, because they're both named for figures in history, and the idea is don't name they've learned the lesson is don't name yourself after a person, especially if their legacy isn't fully understood.
In today's climate, that's a no-no. So that was one of the instructions we had from the province, was not to use a person's name, not to use hyphenated names. No amalgamation of names from the communities together. So that was part of the instructions we had before we started the process. No.
So no Sackchester.
No.
Not allowed. All right.
No. No. It gave us a base point to start from, and then so which was good. And then we went to say, okay, how can we? What's names that were already, historically already here, and so for this area and. That's how we ended up where we are.
That's Dorchester Deputy Mayor Robert Corkerton, who sits on the advisory committee of elected officials for Entity 40. Corkerton stressed that the new name will serve as an umbrella name for the new municipality and will not replace the existing names of communities throughout the region. To weigh in, people can email entity40nb@gmail.com.